This happened just a couple of months ago. It was the weekend and I was up late watching TV. I was in the living room of my apartment and relaxing after a long day of work. My apartment is not that big. It's basically one giant room with a kitchen at the front by the door and then the living room past that. I think that's a pretty standard setup. Then there's one bathroom and one bedroom off of that down the tiny hallway. So as I sat there feeling relaxed and having an ice-cold drink, I suddenly heard a knock at my apartment door. I didn't know who would possibly be there because I obviously was not expecting anybody. I looked over to the door but did not bother to get up. I figured that it was probably a mistake. Maybe somebody was trying to go to another apartment. After maybe 20 seconds, they knocked again. Then I heard a younger man's voice say, "DoorDash." Now, I did not order anything on DoorDash. In my mind, this was a simple mistake. One of my neighbors must have ordered food, and the delivery guy simply had his address mistaken. So I got up from the couch and started walking over to the door. My plan was to just tell the guy that he had the wrong place and to double-check the address. When I got to the door, I opened it. But as soon as I did, I saw that there was not just one guy there, but there was three men. They were all dressed in dark clothing and had sweatshirts and jackets with hoods up. My door was open for literally half a second, and as soon as I started to open it, I thought better of it and began to close it. The main guy right at the door then went forward and tried to stop me, but he must have realized that he would have gotten the door slammed on his arm because he almost reached in and then didn't. After I slammed my door shut, I very quickly locked it. Pretty much the next second, the guy tried to open the door. Then I heard the other two guys get closer. They kept trying to open the door and then they started banging on it and kicking it as well. It was really loud and I thought that the door might break. So I quickly ran into the other room and then I got my phone and dialed 911. But the guys banging and trying to break in did not last long, because within probably a minute, it stopped. Then I heard them all running away down the hallway. I told the police what was going on and they said they would have an officer there shortly. And the cops arrived pretty quick, it was probably within like 5 minutes. However, by that time, the men were all gone. I'm not sure where they went, but they were no longer in the apartment complex. I assumed that it was an attempted robbery, but I don't know why they picked me. My apartment is just like all the others. I'm not rich or anything, so maybe it was just random. I'm just glad that I had fast instincts to close the door as soon as I had opened it, or else I think they might have barged their way in. This is something that happened not too long ago. I was at home with my wife and we were in the living room together watching a movie. By this point, it was a little bit later. Our living room is at the front of the house and behind our couch is the front windows. We were both sitting on the couch and as the movie was going on, my wife and I were very focused on it. At one point, the entire TV screen went black during the film. This was part of the movie, but for this few seconds there was a reflection on the screen because of it and we could sort of see ourselves. But then I noticed something behind us. I couldn't see well at all, but it appeared as though somebody was at the window. I turned around and looked out of our large living room window. When I did, I saw a man quickly move to the side and go out of my view. My wife turned around too and asked what that was. I told her that I saw a guy at the window, and this guy had been like right on the other side looking in. I didn't see any details about him or what he looked like really. It all happened so fast. So I got up from the couch and I paused the movie. My wife then covered the window with the shades. I didn't know who this guy was or why he was on our property, but I figured that I should do something. So I decided to go outside and see if the guy had left or not. I walked over to the front door, which was just feet away from the window. I opened it and then stepped outside. When I looked around, I did not see the guy. I looked along the front of our house and he was not there, so either he left our property entirely or had gone around to the backyard or something. I called out asking if anybody was there. There was no response. Trying to sound tough, I loudly said, "Whoever you are, get off my property." I looked around and still heard and saw nothing, so I figured at that point that he was gone, and I didn't want to be outside anymore as I was admittedly a little creeped out. But before I went back inside, I heard my wife yelling from somewhere in the house. I quickly went back in and heard her calling my name. She was towards the back end of the house and told me that the guy tried breaking in. I walked over towards our back door and when I got over there, I saw the guy running through the yard out the window. He left our backyard and then hopped the fence into a neighbor's yard. I decided right then and there to call the police. I got the phone and dialed 911. When I reported what happened, I was told that police were already on the way to our neighborhood. I was sort of confused at first. A short time later, though, the cops got there. When they arrived, there was like 4 police vehicles. One of them stopped in front of our house, and the others went to other neighbors on the street. The officer that went to our house told me that multiple other neighbors had called the cops. There had been reports of a man attempting to break into houses. I realized that our house must have not been the only one that he was at. The police searched the area, and the man was located hiding in someone's backyard at the end of the block. It was a crazy situation. When I had gone outside to look for the guy, my wife had heard someone trying to open the back door. Thankfully, it was locked. That's when she called for me. Prior to the man looking in our window, I guess he was in another neighbor's backyard and was pounding on their window. They ended up waking up, and when the lights turned on, he ran. They called the cops, and that's why the police were already on the way. I'm not sure who the guy was or why he was trying to break into houses in our neighborhood, but I'm really glad that he was caught. I'm going to tell you the story of a really strange thing that happened a while back. This was 2 years ago, and I was living with a roommate named Mallory, who is one of my best friends. We're still good friends today, but no longer live together. So we lived in this 2-bedroom apartment on the first floor of the building. It was an average place. I liked the apartment because it had 2 bedrooms and a living room and kitchen in the middle. Mallory and I each had our own bedrooms as well as bathrooms which were connected to the bedrooms. Living in the apartment was fun. Sometimes the other friends in our friend group would come over and hang out. But one night, Mallory was gone late as she had to work, and then told me that she was going to her parents after for dinner. I remember that I had to work late that night, and I arrived back at the apartment at roughly 9 p.m. After getting back, Mallory was still gone, so I was there by myself. I changed and then sat down on the couch with some food and started watching TV. I wasn't sure exactly what time Mallory would be back. As I was sitting on the couch and watching TV, I started to feel relaxed, but that feeling quickly went away. Out of nowhere, the TV that I was watching shut off. It was really strange. The power did not go out, because the other lights remained on. I grabbed the remote and then turned the TV back on, but within probably 5 seconds, it shut off again. I knew that I did not touch the remote, and I didn't know what was going on. So I got up and walked over to the TV. I'm not sure what I was looking for, if maybe a cord was becoming unplugged from the wall or something like that. It was really strange, and now that the TV was off, the apartment was completely quiet. As I was standing, I was closer to our back window. This looked out to behind the apartment complex, which had a walking path, and behind that was trees and people's backyards in a nearby neighborhood. The blinds were mostly closed, but standing by them you could sort of see between them. At a distance, it looked just dark outside. But now that I was close up, I suddenly saw a movement out of the corner of my eye. It was coming from outside, and I looked over and saw someone or something moving farther down. I went over to the window and moved some of the blinds and looked out. I was just on time to see a man running away really close to the apartment. I only saw his back as he was illuminated by other people's backlights being on. He was wearing a sweatshirt and hood which covered his head from the backside. He jogged away and was quickly out of sight. The man had been so close to my apartment, and there was no way that he had just been out walking on the trail. That was about 50 feet away. For some reason, he was deliberately right behind my apartment. I stayed there watching for a while, and he did not return. After that, I turned the TV back on, and it did not turn right back off. In fact, it didn't turn off by itself at all anymore. I sat on the couch and continued to watch TV, wondering if it would turn back off, but it never did. About 30 minutes later, Mallory got back home. I told her about the strange occurrences. We concluded that the man that ran away was most likely right outside of our window, and he must have had a remote and turned the TV off for some reason. With Roku TVs, which we had, the remotes tend to work with all the other televisions, so that's very possible. But the question that I have is why? Was it just a funny prank? I found it to be really creepy, especially that hour at night, and I'm really glad that it never happened again after that. This was something that happened back when I was a kid. I was 8 years old at the time, but I remember it pretty well. So I have an older sister who is a few years older than me. I remember that it was a weekend and my sister was sleeping over at a friend's house that night. So it was just me and my parents at home. I remember that night we all went into the living room and were watching a football game. I really enjoyed watching the game with my parents, especially my dad, who knows a lot about sports. At halftime, I left the living room and went to go outside into the backyard. I was a really active kid and always liked to go into our backyard and practice sports. We had a pretty small backyard, but it had nice short grass and was completely fenced in with a sort of high wooden fence. So I would always be back there tossing the ball around or something. I remember that I left the living room, went through the kitchen, and then got to the back door. As soon as I stepped out into the backyard, I saw a man back there. There was this guy who I had never seen before just standing in the backyard about 20 feet away from me. As soon as I saw him, I just turned right back around and then went back inside the house. Looking back, I'm not sure what exactly I was thinking. Maybe I thought the guy must have been a neighbor, but for some reason, I seemed to assume that the man was not up to no good, but had a logical reason for being in our backyard. Maybe it was because he was just wearing normal clothes and looked like an average guy. Maybe I thought that if he was some criminal that he would be wearing a ski mask or something. I was a shy kid and just decided to walk away without questioning him or saying anything. In my second or two in the backyard, the man did look at me but did not say anything at all. So I got back inside and went straight for the living room where my parents were. Once I got back there, I felt safe again. However, I did not even bother to lock the back door or anything, which makes me mad at my younger self looking back. But as an 8-year-old kid, you don't always think the best. I continued to watch TV with my parents, now watching the halftime report. We were all on the couch, and maybe 5 minutes later, during a commercial break, I just barely heard what sounded like the back door opening. You could not see it from the living room where we were, and I could just barely hear it. It sounded like the door was being opened very slow and deliberately. I had no idea that the man who was in our backyard would try to enter our house. This immediately creeped me out. My parents did not seem to hear the door opening at all. They were still just sitting on the couch and watching TV and chatting. Moments later, I thought I heard footsteps, so I decided to mention the man in the backyard. I told my parents about what happened and when I went outside. My dad said that he would get up and go look. When he started walking over to the kitchen, we all heard footsteps quickly moving away. But the footsteps were not going back outside. They were moving farther into the house towards my parents' bedroom. My dad heard this, and I think he maybe saw the guy for a second too. I heard him say something like, "Who are you?" Then he turned back and quickly went into the living room. He told my mom and I to go down into the basement and to lock the door of whatever room we went in. He also told my mom to call the police. Then I saw him go back over towards my parents' bedroom. I went with my mom quickly downstairs and we went into the bathroom down there and locked the door. I was pretty scared. About 5 minutes later, my dad came down and said that the police were on the way. He said that some random guy was in our house and he basically chased him out of it. My dad wasn't hurt or anything, the guy didn't try to fight him, and nothing was stolen either. The cops got there a short time later. My parents talked with the police and I told them what I saw as well. I learned a lesson to always lock the doors and stuff like that. After that, nothing else similar happened. Looking back, I wonder what that guy's plans were. It really creeps me out that even after seeing me and figuring that my parents were probably home, he still decided to go inside our house. One night, I was home alone watching a movie on TV. I'd been flipping through the channels until I found something interesting, like I often do. I live by myself in an apartment, and it's a pretty average place for the most part. As it got to be late at night, I was starting to get tired. Out of nowhere, randomly, there was a knock on my apartment front door. At first, I thought that it was one of my neighbors complaining about the noise. The volume of the movie on my TV was pretty loud, to be honest. So I quickly turned it down and then got up from the couch and walked over to the front door. Before opening the door, I looked through the peephole. I saw a young woman standing there. She looked to be in her 20s, had dark hair and a few tattoos on her arms. I didn't recognize her, but then again, I didn't know most of my neighbors. Thinking she was still a neighbor, I opened the door. Before she said anything, I said, "Sorry, I didn't realize I had the volume so loud." In my mind, I was 100% sure that she was complaining about the noise, because I had no idea what on earth else a neighbor would be at my door for. She looked confused for a moment and then said, "No, that's fine." Then she told me that she was in an awkward situation. She said her boyfriend had accidentally backed into my car in the parking lot. Her boyfriend was apparently over at the car and didn't want to leave the scene, so she came in to tell me. I parked my car in the same spot every day in the parking lot, and it was out there, and our lot was sort of small. Things would get crowded with cars, so I was sort of annoyed by this, but was also glad that the woman was telling me about it and they didn't just drive away. I told her 1 second I would go and get my phone, and she said okay. I needed my phone for insurance stuff and to take pictures of the damage. I quickly went back into my apartment, and my phone was still on the couch in the living room. When I got it, I was now at the back end of my apartment and near my balcony. There was a large window, and from there you could see most of the parking lot and sort of the area where I parked. I was curious, so I went over and looked out of the window. I saw the parking lot, and it seemed completely quiet. When I looked to where my car was, I could just barely see it, but I could in fact see it, and it appeared to be just fine. There was nobody standing around it, and no car right next to it or anything. I couldn't see any damage. Suddenly, this whole thing seemed really sketchy. I went back to the door and opened it again. The woman was still there. I asked her how much damage there was to the car. She said it was pretty bad and we better go to the car now. There definitely was not a lot of damage on my car. I told her that she must be mistaken. She mentioned my full name and asked if that was me. I said yes, and then she confirmed that yes, it was my car that had been hit. I was confused. I explained to her that I just saw my car out the window and it didn't look like there was any damage on it at all. She looked at me but did not say anything. Then the woman just turned and walked away without saying a word. She was quickly gone. I went back inside my apartment. Then I looked out the window again towards the parking lot. Things were really quiet there for a minute or two, but I continued watching. I saw the same woman as well as a man come into my view. Both of them walked into a random car which was not even close to mine and then quickly drove away. I was really creeped out by the whole thing. I had never seen that woman before in my life prior to that night. I couldn't help but feel that she was trying to set me up. She was with a guy, and maybe they were going to try to rob me or something. I'm really glad that I didn't follow her. But how did she know which car was mine, or how did she know my name? That part is something that I still don't know.